the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jill.
Happy Thursday.
See, I got it right today, didn't
I? You did get it right. Good job.
Yeah. Well, you showed up earlier for work, so I knew you were here.
I showed up at the same time. I always show up.
Welcome to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour. It is brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. How's that?
Pretty good.
That sounds pretty good.
I got that memorized by now.
Yeah, cool. Well, next week you can say it.
Okay, perfect.
How's that? Anyway, let's check out some temperatures. It's kind of a misty, wet, damp day. Only thing I get out of, we didn't get a lot of rain, but my allergies aren't near as bad as they were.
None are too bad. It was a little foggy this morning.
Yeah. 41 degrees at Slap Out, 43 at the May Ranch up there on the Oklahoma-Kansas border. 47 degrees at in around the Helena Ringland area, 45 at Sealing, 50 at Cheyenne, 50 at Hollis. Man, brain went dead there for a second. 51 at Mangum, 48 at Bessie, and I don't even have the, yes I do, I got the West Texas Mezzanette up. How about that? I got that going. We got some news out of Texas while we're there. Looks like it's nice out in the Texas Panhandle. McLean, Dozer, you're all 57 degrees, 60 at Memphis, 51 at Odell. So anyway, you get any rain at your house?
No.
Not to speak of?
No. Yeah. If we did it already, it's already gone.
According to the Oklahoma Mezzanette, is like 0.05, like that'd be what, 51 thousandths? Is that right? Did I do my math right?
0.05, 51.
That'd be 5/100, so yeah, 51 thousandths kind of in areas. But I left the house this morning, and we live there on Peanut Road, Blacktop, west of Willow, and there was water puddles in the Blacktop Road. Anyway, I went down and checked my cows 3 miles south because I got a high-dollar registered Simmental cow down there. That I keep an eye on her calf a little more than I do the rest, and I don't know why. Mm. Anyway, so went down there and checked, and the roads were actually pretty tacky.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I was slinging mud, but that's tight ground down there. And I raised a couple bulls this year, and one of them, I named them Mo and Joe. Gary Ripto got Joe, and I got Mo. And they're quite a pair, 900 pounds probably. So I put him in there with the cows, with the big bull. Well, the big bull, Charlie's his name. And he probably 2,500 pounds. Anyway, Mo found out not to mess with Charlie when there's a cow.
Yeah, a little jealous.
While I was there. Luckily, Mo's a little quicker than Charlie. So, anyway, all's good down there.
Do you name all your bulls?
Huh?
Do you name all your bulls?
Yeah, I name my cows, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I got Mabel, Sexy, Loretta, Reba. Anyway, so.
All right.
These my cows, not people that I take care of. They're a cow. Yeah, I call them names, but not that I can say on the radio. But anyway, so we got that going on. Text line is wide open today at 580-225-9697. And I got to talk a little bit about you yesterday without you being here.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, about the 820.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
You stirred up the pot.
No, you must have got all the votes to go no. And so, especially in Roger Mills County, I think it was like 81%. So, anyway, but we did talk about you a little bit yesterday.
I don't think it was me, but we'll go with that.
It was all good. Don't worry. What else we got going on today? Oh, coming up in the third segment, it'll probably be the third and fourth segment. I'm going to have a gentleman in here from Texas. His name's James Bigley. He's a real estate guy. If you guys remember, he came on a couple months ago and talked about the Yellowstone Ranch. Today, we're talking about which ranches?
XIT Ranch and the, what's the other one called? the
JA?
JA, yeah.
Yeah, the JA that's Ranch. Right. That's at Palador Canyon, just right out here.
Yep.
So anyway, we're going to talk about that, some history, and we're also I have somebody already texting in to have they've asked a question about you.
Oh boy.
Can you get Jill to say Boomer Sooner?
Will Bowie, if that's you, no. I figured out who it was the first time.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, a little fun going on there. Let's see what's happening with markets right now. I'm going to tell you guys, everything is in the red today, including cattle. Only thing that's in the green is sugar. So anyway, sugar baby's doing fine today on the market. Corn for March, 623, May, 616. Corn is 605. Soybeans for March is 1521. May is 1516. Soybean meal actually is the only anything to do with the grains is got a little bit in the green, but not much. March is 496 even per short ton, and May is 486.80, and July is 477.10. And soybean oil for March, 58.78. May is 58.49. Hard red winter wheat, 806 for March, 782 for May. Oats are 345 for March, and May is 351. And down here, cotton, it's not doing, it just keeps sliding backwards. May is 82 cents a pound, July is 83 cents a pound, and sugar is a little over 21 cents a pound. Still haven't found anybody to help me out with the markets on pineapples. Can somebody help me out on the futures? Is there a futures market for pineapples? I did find out something, FYI for you, Miss Jill, about pineapples and sugarcane and all that other good stuff. Hawaii doesn't grow hardly any of it anymore. And you're not old enough to remember the commercials back in the day, the sugarcane from Hawaii, and they doing their little luau and stuff like that. But anyway, it's all grown right here in the United States now, on the mainland. How's that?
Oh, wow.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's going on. One more thing before we take a break here in a little bit. Discovered this, the Texas drought is expanding out here for the third consecutive week in the Panhandle, and it's actually the largest impact on the drought since November of 2022 in the last 3 or 4 months. According to the most recent update from the Texas Water Development Board, drought conditions across the state expanded overall for the third consecutive week. The latest drought map shows as of the beginning of March, the largest area of the state, largest part of the area of state was experienced drought conditions. And looking at the map, the northern part of the, in our listening area here, the northern part of the Texas Panhandle now is in a D3 or D2. And most of the panhandles like that, but the Panhandle of Texas and then the high plains out there seems like it's getting after it. It's same thing going on in Oklahoma. The eastern part of Texas is still not in any drought, but the, like I said, Panhandle is getting after it. There's a small spot up there. I don't remember where. It must be near Dalhart. Is in a D4 exceptional drought. The Panhandle of Oklahoma is, and all along the border of Kansas and Oklahoma, it's getting worse, and we're getting worse. We got these little showers and stuff coming in, but it's not helping our drought. Ponds are dry, or almost dry. We got a windmill that quit working, pumping water the other day.
Oh, no. And
it's not because it's broke. It's because it's out of water.
Yeah.
So, anyway, before we go to break, as the largest Oklahoma Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization that gives a voice to the Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Directed and guided by the Oklahoma farmers and ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau advocates for our state agricultures and rural communities around our state, at our state capital in Oklahoma City, and the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. You can easily join Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by their office in Cheyenne. Memberships are just $37.50 and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. Call them at 587- 2579. 2579. That's the or you can go to Oklahoma Farm Bureau, which is okfarmbureau.org, and find out more about the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Pretty cool organization. I'm getting all these little things in the mail already, so I must be important. And I've always been a member of the Texas and Southwestern Cattlemen Association. Now I'm a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association, too. I got my big, thick Cattlemen's magazine in the other day. I had to send a picture to Lori Campbell. Looky, looky. So anyway, when we come back, Jill has a story to tell us.
I do.
Yeah. And so anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We actually close our loans in-house, so we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepherd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18-ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jill.
Yeah, that's it.
No. I'll finish your sentence for you.
Yeah, hey, no, save the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Happy Cap Hour deal.
Oh, yes.
You said you had it memorized.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to try it without looking at it. Today's Happy Cap Hour is brought to you by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau and the Roger Mills Farm Bureau. Was that close? No, that wasn't right. No. I mixed up the wording.
It's the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour brought to you by
That's what I was going to say. There we go.
We got it right now.
There we go.
See, we gave him an extra hit there.
Yeah.
Twice.
This is why I do extemporaneous speeches, not prepared speeches, because I do not memorize things.
Well, you said a while ago you had it.
I thought I did.
Well, I picked Memphis, Texas, and you know the reason why I picked Memphis, Texas for the Texas update on weather out there?
Is our guest from there?
No.
Okay, that was a wild guess.
I talked to Crystal yesterday at Fowler Insurance here in Elk City.
Oh.
And Kathy Fowler, that's where she lives, and that's where one of her other agencies are. So that's why made me think of it. Memphis, Texas, 60 degrees right now. Humidity's at 57. The winds are out of the north at 7 miles an hour with a wind gust up to a whopping 10. Peak wind gust so far today was 13. No precipitation period this month in Memphis, Texas. Red flag minutes are zero. Sub-freezing minutes today is zero. And the 8-inch soil temperature is 53 degrees. Let's check out something real quick on the cattle market. And then we're going to get to Jill. She's been doing her scoop work.
I have.
Yeah. Live cattle for April, 164.82. June is 159.85. August is 159.52. October is 164.20. Feeder cattle for March, 192.65. And feeder cattle for April are already back down below 2 at 200. It's at 198.82. Lean hogs for April, 84.32. 92.12 for May and 99.42 for June. So it's calving season all over Western
yes.
Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle. And you guys are right in the middle of it too.
Yep. We're on the decline downhill, but we're still calving.
So you were telling me a little story before the show came on.
Yes.
About a little baby that didn't get his first dose of milk.
Right.
So let's hear what happened at your operation.
Yes. So we had 2 second-year heifers calve at the same time in the same place, which if you've ever had this happen, it usually doesn't go very well sometimes.
No. Confusion
is
the word.
Yes. It's like which baby's mine, which baby's yours, that kind of thing. And so we had this one cow. She thought that like her baby wasn't her baby, so she wanted to go over to this other cow's baby and like, oh, this is my baby.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
No.
And so she, every time her calf tried to go and suck on her,
yeah,
she would kick him. And so she was not having it. She would not let him
get
any milk. Yeah, she was like, this is not my baby. I'm like, yes, it is. You just had it. Like, wake up. Like, you're a second-year heifer. You should know how to do this by now.
Yeah.
You've done it once already. And so several hours had gone by, and this calf was just, like, declining super fast.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have anything in his belly. He was looking really droopy and just not moving real well. And so my dad went out there. That's when he found out about it. And so we pushed that heifer, second-year heifer, up to where our pen set is. We put her in the head gate so that she couldn't move, and we let that calf suck. And he practically sucked her dry.
He
was going to town. He was happy then.
So,
but yeah.
So all cattlemen know how important it is for the calf to get its first milk.
Yes.
It's very important, and it's the colostrum.
Yes.
And it's got all kinds of good stuff in it, and you did your homework.
I did.
So tell us about it.
So colostrum is the first milk that the calf gets from its mother that contains a lot of immunity to set it up for the first 4 to 5 months. But as soon as the calf starts drinking, it has 12 to 24 hours to absorb the colostrum before its gut closes.
Okay.
So it's very important that once a calf is born, in that first 24 hours of life, it's sucking and it's getting that colostrum that it needs, because
right.
that's going to set it up to have a really healthy calf life, basically.
Right.
So
it's like a Red Bull and vitamins all in one.
Yes, it basically is. It's like a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's super important.
Yeah. And so Another tip that I would say is cows have udders, and you want to make sure that all the udders are
being used,
not just like one or two of them. You want to make sure they're all being used.
Right.
That's important. And so once the calf starts to nurse, make sure they get the full dose of colostrum, which is, like I said, that's making sure all the udders are being used.
Right.
And because once milk enters their gut, the process of closing begins. And once that's closed, they can't get it.
Right.
And that's when you're going to have a calf that goes downhill. And so one step that producers can do to set up the cows for success is to make sure they maintain a good body condition entering the calving season and while they are nursing calves. So cows that are thin will produce colostrum that is lower quality than those that are receiving good nutrition. So you want to make sure cows are getting plenty to eat before they calve so that they have that nutrition to help nurse their baby. Because, I mean, those calves, they basically suck the life out of those cows when they're nursing.
And also, you know, your trace minerals and stuff that you put out for them, whether it's in the blocks or the bags and stuff, that's highly important that pregnant cows get that.
Yes.
Because it'll be in the milk when be in the cow system anyway.
Yep.
I don't know. But anyway, it's very important. And then also, you know, you don't want to over feed them, especially in the last month.
Yeah.
You know, cause I've seen some big old cows out there. I mean, you just want them to be in a good condition.
Yes.
Anyway, so you guys, so the baby's all right and everything's good now?
Yep. Today is, I believe, the third day that they have been together, and she's finally letting him suck without kicking him, which is nice.
Yeah.
So that means we don't have to put her in the head gate. Mess with her. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's done it, and there's been some times that we've had to put boards in behind the head sheet, depending on it. LOL. You were talking about the two-year-old heifers.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's... LOL. Jimmy, you need to inform Jill about second-year heifers. LOL. They are young cows. She's awesome. Though, I really enjoy your show. Keep up the great work. So, anyway, because that caused a ruckus amongst some of the old grouchy ranchers and farmers out there.
Yeah.
When I call some heifers, second calf heifers, I'd rather call them second calf heifers than three-year-old cows.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's got it now. Discuss what a second calf heifer is.
I know what a second calf heifer is.
Yeah, we got
it's
this.
It's a little different than a two-year-old heifer.
You guys just listen to Jimmy and Jill because we know.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, when we come back, we're going to take us Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Mr. Bickley. He's really interesting. For a realtor, he's really sharp. And I love the history. You'll have to follow him on Facebook.
Okay.
He comes up with all kinds of stuff. And he also helps out people understanding when they're getting into a ranch or a farm. You know, be prepared. You know, he's about selling it and getting his share.
Mm-hmm.
But he also wants to make sure they succeed. And that's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. So anyway, we'll be back to talk more about second calf heifers right after this Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. How's that?
Sounds good.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
I don't know about you, But freshening up my house for spring is one of my favorite times of the year. That's why I'm so glad I made a stop at Kohl's, where I was able to save 25% off must-haves from Sonoma Goods for Life, like new decor for my living room and the softest sheets for my bedroom. Plus, I got an extra 15% off. So if you want to spend less on your spring home refresh, you know where to go. Select styles. Offers end March 12th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 age advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 6th. 2,132 head were sold. 16 head of steers at 500 brought 250. 12 at 600 brought 197. 53 at 662 brought 182. 4 at 773 brought 186. 15 at 888 brought 177. 6 at 975 brought 170. 25 at 1,007 brought 172. 6 head of heifers at 419 brought 217. 9 at 600 brought 193. 50. 10 at 743 brought 175. 16 at 758 brought 175, 30 at 851 brought 170, 3 at 852 brought 165, 81 at 901 brought 170, 50. Butcher cows were 45 to 106, butcher bulls brought 95 to 118, 50. Bred cows were 900 to 1820, pairs brought 1200 to 1950. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour.
Brought to you by the Roger Mills Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We got it.
I did it.
You got it. Anyway, cool. What's the weather look like up there in the Northwest?
I picked Freedom, Oklahoma today. It is 46 degrees, but feels like 42 degrees. Dew point today is 41 degrees. Humidity is 84%. Your wind is out of the north at 7 miles per hour. Your sun is going to set at 6:38 p.m. That's my newest favorite addition to my weather report. Today, you can expect a high of 56 degrees. It's going to be mostly cloudy. Wind can get up to about 12 miles an hour. Tonight, it's going to get as low as 28 degrees and mostly cloudy. Tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny and 59 degrees with winds out of the northeast shifting to the south with up to 16 miles an hour. Saturday, it's going to be 76 degrees.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
South to northwest winds about 16 miles an hour. Saturday night, there's a 20% slight chance of rain showers, and then Sunday it's going to be 55, and Monday it's going to be 50.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, guess who we got on the line waiting on us?
A realtor.
Mr. James Bigley. How's it going today, James?
That's good. What about you guys?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Am I? James, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here
to talk. Let me see.
Okay. Okay. Having some technical difficulties here.
James,
that's okay. Hopefully he answers the phone,
because
I don't know
radio?
What we're gonna do if he doesn't, because
okay,
we don't really have.
So
we got something else planned. We can come up with it. You know what's going on?
Yeah.
Bull sales.
Can you hear him now?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm here.
James, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
James, are you there?
There he is.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, how's it going?
Good, what about you guys? Good, what about you guys?
We're going good. I don't know what's going on. It's my normal buttons when I got people on the phone. I got that down trained after 2 years. But how's things in Texas?
I'm getting some feedback, by the way.
I'm trying to get that feedback away from you. I don't know what's going on here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Are you getting feedback now? I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry.
That's weird. It didn't happen the other day.
No, it's the same buttons I always push. So, anyway, well, let me try him again.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
And we'll go back. Let me get off here.
And I'll try him again.
That sounds good to me.
Can you hear me on the phone all right?
Well, do y'all have the penny news? Because there, it's March, which means bull sales are in full swing. We've got the Harrison Cattle Co. production sale. That is March 28th, 2023 at the ranch in Arapahoe, Oklahoma. They're selling 48 two-year-old Hereford bulls, 46 spring pairs, and bred heifers. These are some good-looking Hereford bulls, too. I used to show Herefords. I showed like two Herefords whenever I showed. And man, do they have some curly hair. I'm telling you, you gotta blow them for like an hour just to get it straight. That was crazy. We've got, let's see, Jimmy's Bull and Female Sale Calendar. That, whenever I hear that ad on the radio, I always crack up because it just reminds me of this ad. So you've got the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale. That's on March 11th at 1 p.m. The Ferris Cattle Bull Sale is March 11th at 1 p.m. The Red River Red Angus Bull and Female Sale is March 25th at 1 p.m. The McIntyre Red Angus Bull Sale is March 27th at 1 p.m. The Harrison Cattle Co. Production Sale is at March 28th at 12 p.m. Reds in the Heartland is April 1st at 1 p.m. And the Hobart Stockyard Spring Replenish Sale is April 29th at 11 a.m. And then your weekly cattle sales, Elk City Livestock Auction is Fridays at 9 a.m., Hobart Stockyards Wednesdays at 9:30, Lone Star Stockyards at Tuesdays at 11 a.m., Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Mondays at 10 a.m. The Woodward Livestock Auction is Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m. So that's your Jimmy's Bull and Female sale calendar. That's what we got. We're getting closer to getting Mr. James Bigley on the phone. We're just working. We're working, working, working always. I'm just going to scroll through the penny news because I don't know what else to talk about. If y'all have questions, please feel free to dial in and ask me anything at this point because I'm running out of things to talk about. And
how's school going?
Yeah, school's great. And Mr. Brewer's asking me how's school. Well, when you're a senior, I'm right in the middle of scholarship
season. Mr. Brewer, you make me sound super old.
I'm sorry.
But I appreciate the respect. Thank you.
You're very welcome. School's great. I'm working on scholarships right now. I'm practically drowning in scholarships. Let's put it that way. Lots of essays.
Wait a minute. Oh, actually having received the money or applying for the scholarship?
Applying for scholarships.
I was going to say, if you need help with the money, I can help you with the money. But
no.
If you're applying, forget about it.
No, we're applying for scholarships, and there are a lot of them. The most recent scholarship I applied for was the Southwest Farm and Home Scholarship, which is coming up in April out there at the Convention Center. So that's exciting. I always enjoy going to that.
Well, James, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, we got him. That's what it was. All right. The boss was in here earlier messing with the buttons, and there was one button that wasn't on. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Well, how's things in Texas going?
Good. We're springtime's coming like everywhere else, so we're getting ready for that, and getting ready for the next season. So things are good. What about you guys?
Good. Yeah, but we need rain, about like all Oklahoma and Texas needs rain.
We need rain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And but anyway, how's your real estate business going down there?
So with us, obviously we sell farm and ranch properties in Texas. I have a license in Texas, but we basically sell across the whole United States. We help realtors and also sellers sell ranches across the United States. So we have a really good idea of what, just Texas, what I call hyper-local, and then also across the United States. But within Texas, real quick, just talking about what happened in 2022 with the average prices per acre basis across Texas. We're around $26.50 per acre basis. That's averages, obviously. You know, that's per USDA. And now in 2023, we're looking, you know, within a 10 to 15% drop in those prices on average. And the reason why is because, obviously, you know, some people say, you know, the economy, but also the interest rates are really high right now for, you know, barrier of entry related to getting a loan for land, which is a totally different type of loan product than a residential loan product. And average interest rates were from 7 to 9%, depending on what type of loan product you would get for land. And that's a typical 15% down. You know, a lot of people worry related to land prices, related to recessions. But going back 50 years, I have never seen land prices go down within a recession. It always stabilizes. And that's a good news for all of us that own land and so forth. The only time I've seen it go down, so to speak, at a large rate is when the interest rates went up to about 20 to 25% back in the 80s.
I gotcha. And that was crazy time back there. I remember having a loan back there, and when the interest rates got up into like 19%, 20%, that was a crazy time in my life.
Yeah, I didn't have the luxury to live that side, but yeah, I've heard. You know, and then the other thing too I wanted to mention really is that buyers are still out there buying land. Obviously, around these metroplexes, you have a lot more fragmentation of land because the land values are just jacked up because of just demand from out-of-staters and within to developers. There's a lot of 1031 exchange, basically, when you know, for investments, and a lot of people are using land to hedge against inflation. It's still really, I think all of us know that land is, they can't make it anymore, and it's a really good way to invest in and to keep.
Yeah, that's what, like, you know, you hear people complaining all the time about Bill Gates is buying all the farmland up and stuff, and really it's an investment group that's buying farms and probably letting the person that sold the farm or the ranch still operate it.
Right. Yep. Yeah, and that's, you know, I'm not going to name some ranches, but some of the largest ranches that were sold in the past decade are the same way. You know, I'm sure you guys know, you know, but that's totally correct. And Bill Gates, you know, everybody, I see a lot of headlines related to Bill Gates owning, you know, 300,000 acres of farmland, but that's only about 2 to 3%. That's not even a percent of all the farmland in the United States.
Fraction of a percent.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not a really big deal. There's other fish to fry, so to speak, related to some of the other stuff that's going on in the industry related to foreign buyers buying land and so forth.
Right. And then, you know, I heard yesterday the feds are talking about raising the interest rate again to curb this inflation or stabilize it or whatever. So that's probably not the best thing in the world to do. But we got a couple minutes before we take a break here, since I was having a couple issues with you earlier. So.
Yeah, I had to stall.
Yeah. You did a good job, by the way.
I tried.
And James, by the way, this is Jill Metter. She's a senior here. If you didn't hear that earlier, she's a senior here at Elk City High School, and she's going to get into Ag Media at OSU, and she's in here learning from the best.
Awesome. Hey. Good job, Jill.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
And so Jill is a good age to talk about real quick. How hard is it going to be for kids coming out of, not necessarily high school, but high school or college, how tough is it going to be for them to start a farm and ranch?
Well, that's a very complicated answer, but I'm going to keep it simple. Number one is I think it's very important. I think everybody would agree with this, is to get a mentor in that industry that you want to go into. That's farming or, you know, cattle or whatever, these old timers that are out there that know the ins and outs of these, you know, these ranches and the industry is, that's just so crucial to get that knowledge based off that. And I know that seems common sense, but 95% of the buyers I see and most of the industry see that buy land are not non-landowners or have no family that have landowners. So So it's very rare to find someone that's already, so to speak, been mentored to go ahead and run a farm or farm or ranch.
Right.
That's number one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and she's lucky. She was raised on one.
Yes.
You know, and so she knows the ins and outs on the cattle, even though she doesn't know the difference between a second calf heifer and a 2-year calf heifer.
Hey, my thoughts got jumbled up. I knew it. You knew what I was talking about.
Hey, James, let us take a break real quick. When we come back, let's talk about the XITs, if you will.
Okay. Yep.
We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Ready for endless fun because the spring break season pass sale at Six Flags Over Texas is here. It even comes with a free platinum upgrade and parking, and you can splash down at Hurricane Harbor Arlington for free. Plus a whole season of amazing events, including Fright Fest and epic rides like the new Aquaman Power Wave coming soon. All starting at $7.99 a month after initial payment. Get your pass now just in time for spring break. See details at sixflags.com.
Once again, good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 3rd. 1,206 head were sold, 3 head of steers at 275 brought 264, 4 at 450 brought 237.50, 13 at 518 brought 222, 8 at 584 brought 208, 20 at 615 brought 217, 4 at 669 brought 185, 5 at 675 brought 184.50, 4 head of heifers at 395 brought 212, 3 at 523 brought 195, 5 at 553 brought 196, 17 at 585 brought 186, 7 at 605 brought 191, 3 at 650 brought 180, 12 at 730 brought 177, butcher cows were 30 to 110, butcher bulls brought 75 to 133.50, bred cows were 785 to 1785, pairs brought 1085 to 2025. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095, that's 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the hay wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache hay wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHeelsOK.com. That's CoyoteHeelsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by
the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau.
You're getting good.
I am getting good. We're getting there.
Yeah, yep. we're jiving.
We are.
What is the forecast for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle?
Southwestern Oklahoma? What? The Hobart Farm and Garden Ranger.
Yeah.
That, yeah, there we go. See, I was getting there. I was like, I know it's Hobart something. It's Hobart something. The Hobart Farm and Garden Ranger forecast today. I picked Fort Cobb, Oklahoma. It is 49 degrees and feels like 46 degrees. Humidity is 94%. Wind is out of the north-northeast at 6 miles an hour. Your sunset's going to set at 6:36.
Oh.
Two minutes earlier. Yeah, minutes earlier than Northwest Oklahoma. It's kind of interesting. Today is a high of 61 degrees, mostly cloudy. Tonight, you can expect a low of 35 degrees. It's going to remain cloudy. Tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 60 degrees. Tomorrow night's going to have a low of 49 degrees and partly cloudy. Saturday's looking to be 82 degrees with winds out of the southwest at 18 miles an hour. And Sunday is going to be 59, and Monday it's going to be 52.
Cool. Thank you very much, Miss Jill.
You're very welcome.
Well, on the phone with me right now is Mr. James Bigley, and he is a farm and ranch realtor out of Texas. And I love following you on Facebook because you're always got some history stuff going on, and it's pretty cool what you do, James.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I try to dig into it and, teach people some new stuff.
Yeah, and it's not only just about big ranches and stuff. You got some history stuff going in there and stuff. But you wanted to talk about the XIT ranch today. Let's get that started.
So Jill, you did some research. What did you find out, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, not at all. Well, I did not know that the XIT ranch, a lot of the, the museum is in Dalhart.
Yeah.
And I drive through Dalhart when we go a lot, and I did not know that. And I've driven through Dalhart like a dozen, 20 times. I don't know at this point, but I did not know that.
So now you're gonna stop.
Yeah, now I want to stop and go see it. I'm curious.
Yeah.
I really am. Well, in my research, I read that the XIT Ranch is a ranch in the Texas Panhandle, and it operated from 1885 to 1912, and it comprised of over 3 million acres. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy numbers.
I can't picture that many acres in my mind. Like, that's a lot. And it stretches through 10 counties in Texas. And, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And it handled over 150,000 head of cattle.
That's a lot of cows.
That's a lot of cows.
Yes. That is crazy. Yeah, one part of the ranch was over 30 miles wide at one time, and that ranch was established by Texas appropriating that 3 million acres to build the Capitol. The owners were the builders were from, I think, off the top of my head, out of Chicago, Illinois, or Illinois, somewhere in there, and they moved down to build the Capitol after it burnt down, and they were appropriated that acreage to basically build the Capitol. And one thing that a lot of people, Jimmy, do you realize that XIT Ranch still exists? And it's still working?
Yes, I did.
A lot of people don't realize that. And I've talked to them personally, and they're great, great, great people. They're on Instagram and Facebook, but obviously they don't have as much acres as they used to. They broke up in the 1920s based off investments that went south. I don't know, it was because the cattle market dropped, the prices dropped beyond, to a point where they couldn't, they would have to sell off the land to pay off the bonds they had and so forth.
Right. And well, with 3 million acres, what's a couple million?
Man.
That's the largest ranch in the history that I know of right now in the United States,
not Texas, in the United States, because it's cool. A lot of these ranches, some of them are huge, some of them are just normal size, but the history behind these ranches, like the CS Ranch out in Cimarron, New Mexico. She's on the board at the Cowboy Hall of Fame here in Oklahoma City, and she are one of the board of directors. Anyway, when I was out there hunting elk one time, I asked her, how'd this all get started? Well, her dad, who's 23 years old, come down from Iowa, and he's a lawyer, and he helped settle the land wars of New Mexico. And in return, they gave them the CS Ranch, which is 250,000 acres, which is huge. And it's pretty cool. I mean, it's just cool to know, you know, just like you was talking about, they gave these guys from Chicago this land in exchange for rebuilding the Capitol.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I wish that would happen nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, you're lucky to get a hamburger for helping rebuild something. But anyway, at one time, what did you say, Jill? 150,000 head of cattle?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just huge.
The ranch was broken up into divisions, like 7 divisions. And so each division had, like, a number of cattle at it.
Right. And so, James, like, right now in Texas, probably the King's Ranch and the Briscoe Ranch are those probably some of the biggest ones in Texas right now.
The King is the largest, but it's not contiguous. Large,
right.
Meaning that it's only four different sections. I think it's off the top of my head 830,000. And the Wagner is the largest in Texas for contiguous at 515 or 512.
Yeah, and it just changed hands, I guess. Was it the guy that owns Atlantic Falcons or the Braves? That family, one of the Walmart people own it now.
Correct.
Yeah.
2016. Off the top of my head, it's 700 million plus on that ranch, and like you said at the beginning of the when we first started talking, I think what they did is they left the ranchers in place, whoever's running the operation in place to keep on running the ranch, from what I understand.
Right. Well, there's all kinds of, Texas is just big. That's all there is to it. I mean,
yes.
Texas is a big state. You know that. We all know that. And there's large ranches. You know, I used to do a lot of oil field work on the Briscoe Ranch down there, north and west of Laredo. And it's pretty good. That's a big ranch. Especially when you got to go across it at 25 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. Might take a while.
And just if you think you were smart, oh, nobody's around, I'll just go across there. They got cameras and radar guns out all on that main road. And it's automatic fine and I don't know, it's crazy stuff. But you were talking about one of the ranches on one of your deals the other day, and I'm trying to, my mind just went.
J.A.?
Yeah, the JA. What about the JA?
That's an interesting one. That was founded by Goodnight. Charles Goodnight managed it, and I don't remember the other guy's name that basically funded it. But Goodnight and his wife managed that whole ranch, and that ranch.
Are you there? I lost you.
You hear me?
Yeah, now we can. Yeah. You must have moved.
So JA Ranch, the significance of JA Ranch, number one, is owned in the XIT. It's the first ranch to be established at Paula Grove Canyon after it was settled from the frontier days. And, Goodnight managed it. The other guy was an investor, basically, and the significance of that whole ranch is that basically Goodnight's wife basically set aside a couple of bison that basically saved the lineage or the South Plains bison for the world, basically.
Right.
And they hid herd for years before they started sending them up to Yellowstone to crossbreed with the Yellowstone herd and so forth.
Yeah.
But JA was, so for the most part, all sold off, obviously. But Paula Duro Canyon was part of JA Ranch at one time.
And the big thing about them is they helped save the Southern Plains buffalo, which I read an article on Facebook last night that there's 11,000 bison in all of Oklahoma, or not Oklahoma, but in the United States right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a herd of them out here at False Lake. And then also they're getting ready to, the Cheyenne Arapaho tribe is getting ready to bring some up around Hammond, from what I heard.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool that it's got big old boys. And then you see all the stuff on Facebook where people go up to pet them and they regret
yes.
it.
Yes.
You know, people don't have common sense nowadays. But another thing that's cool about Goodnight, he crossbred bison with cattle. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
If you look it up, I'm going to do something on that, on the video on lot. It's interesting. And that's why they're, you know, some of this bison DNA is very, it's still dirty. It still has cattle in it. And a lot of people don't realize that, but he did have crossbreeding operations with the bison and cattle.
Oh, cool.
He has a term for it. I don't know off the top of my head what the term was for it, but
buffa cow.
Definitely that was. Yeah.
Buffa cow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I just had somebody text in that one of these ladies that I know over at Sayre, Goodnight's wife is kin to her, so that's interesting.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Beefalo. That's what it's called.
Yeah, beefalo. There you
beefalo.
Go. Thank you.
There it is.
Thank you. So,
good.
The I got audience some, knows.
Yeah, beefalo. I like beef a cow better. Or okay. Buff a cow.
Buff a cow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, they should have let me name this. Yeah, and no. I got it. So, well, we're running out of time. If people are looking to buy farm and ranch, whether it's in Oklahoma or even in Texas, how'd they get a hold of you?
JamesBigleyRanches.com.
Very good. Easy. Yes, and follow him on Facebook.
I'm with you now. I'm curious.
I'm telling you, it's fun. It's fun watching. Yeah. James, we'll talk again maybe next month.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, that was fun for what time we had him.
That was.
So anyway, well, Jill, you'll be back sometime next week.
Yep, I will.
And hopefully everything goes good. This is Jimmy and Jill. We're signing out. It's the Day in Ag, and God bless. Boom.
This is KECO, Elk City.
The president tees up a tax debate. Elise Brady, Fox News. He's set to speak in Philadelphia, unveiling his budget plan with priorities including lower costs for health care, child care, and college, while raising taxes on corporations and wealthier Americans to pay for it.
I believe that as an American, you should get to keep most, not all, but most of what you earn.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy among the Republicans criticizing the president's proposals, as the White House also signals concern about the potential impact of expiring Trump tax cuts. President Biden says his plan will cut the deficit by $3 trillion over 10 years, but the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says debt will increase by $19 trillion over the same time frame. The Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell remains hospitalized after falling at a D.C. hotel where he was attending a dinner event last night. A spokesman now says the 81-year-old is being treated for a concussion and is expected to remain in the hospital for a few days. President Biden wishing him a speedy recovery. The White House calls Russia's latest shelling of Ukraine devastating after the largest barrage of missiles in weeks.
More than 80 Russian missiles and 8 drones were involved in this onslaught, described by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as miserable tactics. Critical infrastructure and residential areas have been hit, although Ukraine says it shot down 36 missiles. Large parts of the capital, Kyiv, have been left without electricity, as has the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, the strikes hitting as far west as Lviv near Poland and killing at least 6 civilians. Fox News correspondent Benjamin Hall, severely injured while covering Russia's invasion of Ukraine, will be on Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News channel as he continues recovery. Hall has been through about 30 surgeries.